Most of you have heard the name of Dr. W. A. Criswell. For over 50 years, he was the senior minister at First Baptist Church in Dallas. He tells a story that one time he was on a plane, and the man he sat beside recognized the well-known minister and told him a story about something that had happened recently. They'd gone to bed the night before. Everybody seemed fine. They woke up the next day, and his young son had a little fever. So they agreed he could stay home from school. The man went on to work, and he got a call a few hours later. He better get home. A doctor had come, and he had diagnosed severe meningitis. And in the space of just a few hours, they went from having a very normal, happy house to realizing their boy was about to die, and nobody could stop it. And the father sat up vigil by this boy's bed. He said, "Dr. Criswell," he rolled over in bed and he looked at me. He said, "Daddy, it's getting very, very dark." Dad said, "Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it's time to go to sleep, isn't it?" "Yes, son, it's time for you to go to sleep." He said, "My son had this special way of fixing his pillow when it was bedtime, and so he fixed it." He said, "Good night, Daddy. I'll see you in the morning." And closed his eyes and never woke up. Dr. Criswell says when that father said that, he just leaned over against the window of the plane and just looked out the window for a long, long time. And then he turned back around with tears coming down his cheeks. He said, "Dr. Criswell, I can't wait till the morning." Now either we believe that or we don't. This past week I was outside with my youngest son, and he said, "Daddy, look up there." And I looked up and it was the stars. He said, "Only God could do something like that." And it made me think of a story of a little girl one time out with her daddy. It was night. They were looking up at the stars. And she said, "Daddy, if the wrong side of heaven is that beautiful, what must the other side be like?" You see, and that's our dilemma. We believe in something that's too fantastic for our minds to wrap around. We can only imagine. Have you ever done that? You ever been on top of a mountain or looking at a waterfall or watching the waves crash or holding a little baby and there was a stirring deep within you and you just started to imagine, what's it going to be like the life to come when we're finally in the presence of the Lord? Bart Millard's father died of cancer in 1991, and he told his son not to feel sorry for him. He said, "Son, I'm going to be where I've always wanted to be. And I've always wanted to be with Jesus. Son, I love you. But when I finally get to be with Jesus, I wouldn't come back even if I could." And Bart wrote down in his journal, "I can only imagine." And 8 years later, 1999, he was looking through his journal and he saw that phrase, "I can only imagine." And he wrote what has become one of the great Christian songs of this generation. And our praise teams recorded it. And I want you to watch the video and just be encouraged by this good message.
My knees, or will I fall? Will I sing? will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.